All right. Welcome back to the Harold Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Evan, who do we have up next?
Yes, we've got Jerry from the North Woods.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, great show again, Earl and Evan.
Thank you.
A cliche I heard the other day is, when we all do better, we all do better.
So, I love that.
I guess, you know, we all can pull each other up and move forward and succeed as a society.
Why is that such a hard lift for people, man?
Yeah, people are scared of, I guess that's how Trump rallied his bunch. That's how he rallies them up here in the brush, is that guy's coming after your job. That brown person's coming after your job.
You're right. And the entire conservative news sphere, it's driven on fear. That 24-hour news chyron, you know, breaking news, something to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Earl, that what I try to point out to them all the time when I encounter them is, the billionaires are keeping you down.
That's it, man.
Brown and black people or people that don't look like you. They're not keeping you down. It's the billionaires. That's a hard sell to sell.
It really is.
I don't know. It's a stretch.
Because they've led people to believe that they can somehow one day become a billionaire themselves.
Yeah, you're not up here with me. You're just not working hard enough. Well, that's just impossible. I heard a stat, and I'll shut up here, guys. I think Tom Hartman said it. 77% of the wealth is inherited. So that's three out of four. You know. So
when you talk like that, even though you're speaking the unadulterated truth, if people can find that stuff out themselves, if they would just read a little bit, you've got the internet. It's not like you have to read novels or, you know, you have to read books. You can go on the internet and just type that in and that'll spring right back at you.
Thank you so much, Jerry. There was you had some pretty decent little nips there, you know?
Hey, good stuff, Jerry. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Evan, the urgent care centers are shut down in Milwaukee. Many of them, they're shut down now until January 6th. Emergency rooms are shut down. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Go on. I mean, this is clearly related to the overload from COVID.
Well, yes. So what happens when emergency room? I remember last year there were people who died in waiting rooms. You remember that?
Right outside the hospital, turned away because they had no beds. Yes.
Yeah. So we're headed to that again. So when do people say, man, I may not contract COVID, but, you know, I may break a glass in the middle of the night and step on it and cut an artery.
Yep.
You know, that could happen to me.
It's that American disease, Earl. You know, nothing matters until it matters to me.
You know, Evan, that's gotta be it. We are so selfish in this country, and we really don't care whether people know it or not. We are so selfish. So, Evan, whoever that is, put him on. Put him right on.
Yeah, we got Chris from Poinet.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl. Real quick, in relation to your tagline, you're not woke unless and until you know history.
No, that's Matt Flynn.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay, but go ahead.
Cable killed the world, really, because people watch what they want to watch instead of learning something from the news.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like these networks have a responsibility, and they've been shirking it for decades.
Well, they don't because they're making money.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, so and I agree with you, man. There's you know, we had no choice but to watch what we watched during those days when
wholesome family shows.
Yeah.
No question. And if you wanted to read something else, I mean, if you wanted something else, you had to read it in a book. You right. didn't have Fox News and puppet masters who are pulling the strings of their listening audience. And the audience is not wise enough to even realize that that's the case.
Nobody wants to learn anything anymore. And they don't have to if they don't want to.
But the crazy part is, if you take the time to teach something to somebody and they're even remotely receptive, like there's a real connection that's made there. People feel empowered when they understand things. So I know exactly what you're saying. I just hope there's a way to get to the other side.
You think about what he just said. Nobody wants to learn anything anymore.
Yeah, you have to force feed them.
But we're in a global society where in India and China, everybody's learning.
Talking to each other.
In America, we're not. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Thank all of you for listening. I'll be back again on tomorrow, God willing. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later, Evan.
Take care, man.